Now we're going to open this up for questions to any individual or the whole set of our panelists this afternoon. Phil?
So I actually thought that was such a great set of talks and amazing stuff. I guess the question for any of you, and I guess I was partly struck, it's about sustainability really, I mean, and these sorts of efforts, and I'm thinking about business models associated with them. I mean, can any of you comment on things that are moving in that direction for you in what you're doing? And how you, you know, because in a lot of this work, sustainability involves getting more money from the feds, which is clearly not going to happen in this upcoming time. So these sort of interrelationships with other partners, which has sort of been touched on, and licensing and so forth, I'm just wondering whether any of that's happening to you at this point, or you have ideas for business models around what you've described.
So I could comment about healthcare. I think the biggest issue, though, is this issue of confidentiality. I think people worry about confidentiality when it comes to healthcare data. The problem I'm talking about is the confidentiality of the provider, not confidentiality of the patients. And unfortunately, I think people confuse the two of them and then say that these data are not available for patients to look at, for example. That's usually the comments people have. Well, there's confidentiality issues. But there is no way you can identify any patient in these data sets. And so I think the law has to be changed about this issue about confidentiality. And I think that applies to some of these other large data set sources as well, that confidentiality probably really doesn't apply in this case, in this age of big data.
Yeah. Dr. Chang?
Yes.
Here.
Yes.
Yeah, so another area that I think your work would be very helpful on is hospital-acquired infections.
Yes.
Which is another close to 100,000 deaths a year.
Yep.
Could you speak about that a little bit? Because it seems like that's one where the providers make a great deal of difference depending on what protocols they have internally.
Yep. So in surgery, surgery is probably a little bit in the forefront in terms of looking at these big data because surgery by its nature is systems based. Surgeons cannot operate on street corner. Arguably, psychiatrists could probably argue on street corners. So surgery have had data for a long time. The trauma example that I show you, they have actually been collecting statewide data from the state of Maryland, entire state, or going back to the early 90s. So and in surgery, there is a national effort sponsored by the American College of Surgeons to look at this, and they actually collect very detailed information, the National Surgical Quality Improvement Program. They've actually looked at this issue of hospital-acquired infections. The problem is we had this conference recently talking about this issue of quality in surgery, and the problem is most of the people in the audience are surgeons and nurses, and I think that's really basically preaching to the choir. The problem is until patients understand this is an issue and start demanding this kind of data, people are still going to pick providers based on parking and, you know, lobby amenities. So this is why I think this kind of message needs to get out somehow.
Should I provide a follow-up answer from a different space? So I think I actually relate a lot to the confidentiality issue. So the companies that I usually talk to are like, you know, the bigger data companies, Google, Facebook, Yahoo, and so on. And so it's actually really challenging to kind of, you know, set up possibly licensing agreements with these companies to apply what we develop here to their data, because it's just not easy to make step one there, which is getting access to their data. And so the model that I've seen them more frequently apply is simply just, you know, hire people away from academia with, you know, very steep signing bonuses or salaries or required hires so that, you know, they just bring them inside and then they build it out there rather than, you know, setting up some sort of licensing collaboration. That's what I've seen happening.
Oh, yeah, sure. For the study that I referenced, this was kind of a collaboration with multiple sources. There was three device manufacturers. There was a database, someone who's dealing with the database, and then there was us as well. And these companies were kind of willing to, I guess, put their price down for us because they want to show that their devices can work in a realistic setting. And by doing that, I think there's a market that is available for preventative medicine rather than just kind of treatment-based medicine. So I think any of these companies can benefit from participating in these types of studies.
And I just want to follow up on something that you mentioned about the business models around healthcare data. From my perspective, there's about $1.7 trillion actually being spent in the United States, and we know that $600 billion is waste. So with healthcare reform and paying for more than, for value than actually for service, a number of say operations or events, we're moving more toward quality and paying for what we call value, which is the quality delivered, the outcome over the cost. So figuring out exactly where are those waste areas for patients and healthcare data and really developing the analytics is something that we're really looking close at.
Thanks. I actually just wanted to pick up on something Gert said, because I think it to me it's so critically important, and I just want to come back to it in the discussion at the end, but it's what I call the, you alluded to it in a different way, I call it the Google bus syndrome. Half of my lab now gets on a Google bus every morning and goes up to Irvine to work, because we couldn't keep them here as data scientists. We couldn't be competitive enough. And to me, this is a big problem, and I think I'll bring it up again at the end, but if you've got solutions to it, I'd like to hear them at the end.
Well, we don't have that problem yet in healthcare. Google hasn't penetrated healthcare.
So both of you said something that seems to me that shouldn't the healthcare providers themselves have an interest in these data at the insurance level? Do you see this happening? That there is outcome focused research happening?
Yep. So, but the problem though is there's the people who are engaged in these processes are usually the good ones, and there's no mechanism to force everyone to participate in this process. But there may be some coming up with the healthcare reform and some of the focus on readmission is an attempt at this. But yes, there's a system to look at quality. People are engaged in this. The National Surgical Quality Improvement Program, I mentioned it, it's a success. It's been shown to lead to a better outcome. The problem is the voluntary system, and the ones who participate in these systems are probably the good ones to begin with. We actually just finished a study actually looking at this. You can look at historical data, look at hospitals that participate in this group versus hospitals that don't participate in this group. They were better to begin with. They're better now, and they've always been better. So it's kind of a selection problem. And the problem, though, again, is patients don't know this. So patients don't know that the NISCO hospitals are better hospitals than the non-NISCO hospitals. And that's not part of the decision-making process for patients there. True, although I guess I've been in this field for more than a decade. If you ask 100 surgeons, you'll probably come up with 90 explanations for the bad outcomes. And so I think there is some value to clinical judgments. The problem is too easy to explain things away. Again, outcome is patient plus provider. When there's bad outcome, it's always the patient. When there's good outcome, it's always the provider, by the way. So I think there's a value in sort of looking at objective data.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, please join me in thanking our panel very much.